These days, we're getting more and more accustomed to automated voices telling us what to do.
Okay, I'll remind you.
For many people, the accents of those voices really matter. Take Nigeria, for example. If you use Google Maps there, up until now, it was probably a British accent giving you directions.
Your destination will be on the right.
But now there's another option for Nigerians, a much more local-sounding one.
Your destination will be on the right.
Kola Tobosun is a speech linguist at Google Nigeria. He led the team that developed that new voice option, and he says it acts as a sort of equalizer for society.
Most of the people who drive in Nigeria, commercial drivers, are not usually at the top of the society. So they're not always the elite or the most educated or the most traveled. So they could understand fellow Nigerians, but when they get in the car and they have to drive, maybe as chauffeurs or Uber drivers or taxi drivers, and they hear a map that speaks in a foreign voice that doesn't know how to pronounce the street names, they might get confused when they want to turn left or turn right into particular streets. I know particular street names that I apply regularly, and I've heard many of those mangled pronunciations.
Do you have an example of a street name in Lagos that's been totally mangled?
Yes. There was a particular one, a street called Ajose, Adeogun, and people have said to me that they heard it pronounced as Ahose. Huh. Almost like a Spanish name,
right?
Because the J. And so by creating a voice that actually understands how Nigerian names pronounce the phonology, then we can actually remove the confusion that have happened in the past.
It occurs to me, though, that it's got to be tricky to do that because there are more than 500 languages spoken in Nigeria. So, I mean, there isn't an agreed upon Nigerian accent per se, is there?
There is an accent that any Nigerian who hears would be able to say, well, that's a Nigerian accent.
So ultimately, you and the Google engineering team decided on this Nigerian accent. Let's hear it.
Walk west on Copperfield Street towards Great Suffolk Street.
What do you hear in that voice, Kola? I mean, and is it kind of an average mashup of Nigerian accents? Or, I mean, how did you go about deciding this was the right one?
My role as the project manager was to make sure that the eventual product represents as much of Nigeria as possible. It gives, you know, everybody kind of representation. And that's what I hear in the voice. It's a voice that doesn't quite belong to Yoruba or Igbo or Hausa, but it's a voice that can pronounce at least most of the names properly because of the training we have given to the creation of the voice. And the thoroughness we gave to the setting up of the team that made the voice happen.
Mm. So Google thinks this is going to increase interest in Google in Nigeria, and that'll lead to greater cell phone penetration and more profit, presumably, for Google. Do you see all that happening because there's now a Nigerian-accented voice on Google Maps guiding drivers?
For me, as a linguist and somebody who cares about inclusion in technology, I believe that if more people can see themselves in technology, if it makes them more comfortable to use it, then more people are going to be able to use those products as well.
You're getting some complaints, though, too. What kind of concerns are users raising?
Technology has always, for most of us on this side of the continent, reflected, you know, a different kind of voice, a culture. So British English, American English. And for the first time, many people are actually seeing a Nigerian English voice. It's certainly possible that when people look at it, they say, why doesn't it represent exactly my own way of speaking? And it's hard to be able to reach that finality if you're trying to deal with a country of 190 million people. So what you can do is to get a voice that represents the most number of people. And to do that, you go with, you know, what most people can recognize and identify with. And that's what we've done here.
What do you think is the future for automated directions in Nigeria? We're looking at a time where there's, you know, you can select from Kano accent or Lagos accent.
Well, that would be great. And the Nigerian English voice is a starting step. And in the future, it would be certainly possible that we have navigation in more regional accents or even in more local languages as well, as a way of bringing in even more people into using technology.
Kola Tobosun is a speech linguist at Google Nigeria. He led the team that developed the new Nigerian English option for the voice on Google Maps. And full disclosure, Google is one of our funders. Kola, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.